Vancouver, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. International Red Cross and other humanitarian groups say desperate civilians were evacuated from the Syrian city of Aleppo Thursday, including many wounded. Red Cross spokesperson Anna Nelson spoke with VOA about the evacuations.
The International Committee of the Red Cross, along with the Syrian Arab Red Crescent, were able to carry out several rounds of evacuations from Aleppo, from eastern Aleppo, during the day on Thursday. My understanding is that a fourth evacuation may be underway, but in total, 3,000 people were evacuated on Thursday alone, including 40 severely injured people and children.
Syrian rebels and government forces agreed to a three-day ceasefire to let civilians leave. Previous ceasefires collapsed almost immediately, putting a halt to evacuation efforts. One of Indonesia's most wanted men is a computer geek skilled at bomb-making who joined the Islamic State in Syria, where police say he now directs terror attacks against his native land. Indonesian authorities have linked Bahrun Naim to a string of terror attacks and plots to destabilize Indonesia. Naim reportedly directs IS operations in Indonesia through the Telegram app, favored by the Islamic State in Raqqa. A spokesman for Ghana's president-elect says in the first 100 days, Ghanaians will see measures implemented by Nana Akufo-Addo that seek to improve their lives as well as restore dignity to the office of the president. President John Mahama has been leading the transition team. This is VOA News.